I don't think we can truly celebrate Christmas and the Epiphany period without celebrating the richness of Advent, because they all go together. They're three seasons that are part of one expression. If you look at the church year, the whole cycle of the church year, and I mention cycle because it is cyclical, and the originators of the church calendar and the church year way back in the 6th century designed it that it would fit into the cycle of nature as well, and the whole cyclical nature of that, in that the elements of birth, life and death. And when you look at the church calendar, if you look at it as a cycle, if you see the apex of that cycle, or the main point of that cycle, as the Easter event, the resurrection. Therefore, you need to look at the lead up to the resurrection on one side of the circle, and then the aftermath, the reflection, on the other side, the build up, and then the reflection. And when you look at Advent, it's part of the build up. And Advent is a very rich season. Sometimes we talk about Advent as preparing to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. Yes, that's one element, but there are two essential elements to Advent. It's about the being now and not yet, the what has been and what is to come. What do I mean by that? I mean that Advent celebrates, yes, the fact that Christ has come and he's brought life into the world, but also that the whole essence of Advent is about the waiting for his second coming. So it's about a waiting for the light to come. So we celebrate the richness of the Christmas period in waiting the light to come, but also that sense of waiting and of preparation is about the second coming. And it's saying to us that we should always be preparing for the coming of Christ, for his second coming.
How best do you think that in today's world people can do that?
The lectionary and calendar for Advent are very rich in this element of the waiting and the coming of light and the celebrating of what has been and what is to come. If you look at the lectionary, the first 2 weeks of the Sunday of Advent, it talks about the end of time. It talks about the parousia and the second coming of Christ. The second part, the second two Sundays, talk about the coming of Christ and his birth at Bethlehem. And when we read these readings and when we imbibe them, we get that sense of preparation, of that lead up. Even in the Old Testament readings, they're talking about the coming of the Messiah. It's all about anticipation. And when we, from the very beginning, and at Christchurch, where I am ministering, we have the Advent procession on Advent Sunday, and the church is in darkness, and then you have one light that starts, and it's talking about the coming of the light, and all the anthems, which will end at the very end with the Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. It's a plea for the second coming, and it's all wrapped up in the Christmas and Epiphany, because we're celebrating, yes, Christ has come, and the glory of that, but also that he will come again. And it's that lead up, and it's reflecting what has happened at Easter. It's all tied in that cycle.
So Advent as a season is a really important part of the liturgical year.
It is as important as Lent, even though it is quite different in texture and in richness. It just deepens our understanding of what we are about as Christians, that we're always looking forward. We're living in the present. We're reflecting on the past, but we're looking forward to the future. And Advent celebrates that's the richness of that celebration. So it's very important to celebrate it.